Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
I just want to say I'm thankful to the DA and the judge for allowing me to move forward. I want to say to my friends, my family, my fans, thank you for the support. Thank you.
Yeah, short and sweet from Conor McGregor after he got off with 5 days community service and he has to undergo an anger management program as part of a plea deal, this following the charge of assault and criminal mischief after he was accused of throwing a metal handcart at a bus carrying UFC fighters at an event in Brooklyn back in April. Niall McGrath, offtheball.com reporter, is in studio. Was it ever going to be any other way? Was there ever any possibility of a more severe punishment for McGregor?
No, I don't think so, Nathan. I think if we look at the whole incident itself and the way it went down in New York and everything that's come around it, I think they've realised that, you know, Conor McGregor is worth a lot more to their city, to their town, in terms of bringing money. You know, we look at New York, we look at Las Vegas, the two biggest venues the UFC can hold events in, obviously New York being Media City, Las Vegas, the promotion's home. Mm. I think very much it was always going to be a slap on the wrists. His team were obviously negotiating. I think it was up till the last 2 weeks in New York. I think Conor, as far as I'm aware, has been there since Sunday to get that plea deal over the line. And now they've got it over the line. They can look forward to this potential super fight against Khabib Nurmagomedov.
As part of his plea deal, protection orders have been issued relating to the people injured in the incident?
Yeah, I think Conor could be looking at civil issues down the line, obviously with a couple of the fighters, Michael Chiesa, who got hurt in the incident, and Ray Borg. So he's not allowed any contact with them, whether it be social media, whether it be in person. They're obviously not going to fight in the same fight card. So
he'd already paid restitution. Who was that to?
I'm not sure. That hasn't come out yet. I don't think that information. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of these guys. But I'm sure we might learn a bit more about that in the coming weeks. Mm. But it's an interesting situation. I think it's something that he still might have to pay a lot of money out for, because it was a very serious incident.
And in terms of his UFC future and his earning potential, the key part of all this is that there is no impact at all on his immigration status. He can still travel freely to America.
That was the major thing, and I think that's what's been holding back the potential announcement of this fight, or really the UFC trying to get any sort of promotion behind it, because obviously they can't go ahead and try and book Conor for Las Vegas, New York, when he doesn't have, you know, immigration status. Obviously now it's intact. Obviously we can go forward now and see when this fight's going to happen.
Is this fight going to happen?
Yeah, 100%. I get excited thinking about it myself, because I've spoken to Khabib's agent quite a bit over the last couple of months, and he said to me, you know, we've big news coming. So that sort of says to me that maybe Khabib's side have signed off on a deal with the UFC to make this fight happen, and the UFC were just waiting for today to get that over the line. Now that they have it over the line, my colleague who I do my podcast with, Peter Carroll, was speaking with Owen Roddy earlier on this evening, and, you know, his exact words were they're very eager to set a date for that Khabib fight. So Conor's end, they're looking for a date. The UFC are looking for a date. Ali Abdelaziz, who's Khabib's manager, they are certainly looking to make this fight happen. So I think 100% before the end of the year, we're going to see this fight.
How long is it since McGregor was last in a UFC ring?
November 2016. So
we'll be looking at 2 years.
Two years.
Is this not a very dangerous fight for him to take on his return?
I think so, yeah. But we saw the fight, obviously, Khabib had in New York when, you know, I think it was four or five opponents mentioned the week after Tony Ferguson fell out. Then Max Holloway stepped in. Then we had, you know, Max miss weight. Then it was going to be Paul Felder. Eventually, it was Ali Aquinta. So that says to me, Khabib's tactics, his skill set, he's very comfortable in what he's going to do. It's about being able to stop Khabib. And I think if we look at that performance, if we break it down, Ali Aquinta's performance against Khabib, he actually troubled Khabib quite a lot in the stand-up. I think a lot of fighters, I was speaking to Eddie Alvarez, who's obviously been in there with Conor McGregor before, speaking to Eddie this week, he sees a lot of holes in Khabib's game in terms of stand-up. And I think if you look at that fight back, there's areas in which if Conor does connect with that left hand, it could be a short night for Khabib. But Khabib will go into the fight as favourite, because he's obviously never been beaten. He takes guys to the ground. He gets on top of them. He mauls them, and he makes it a very long night for some fighters. But, you know, Conor has that power. Write Conor McGregor off at your peril.
It felt at the time of the incident with the bus that maybe this was actually a turning point in the relationship between McGregor and the UFC. And Dana White was particularly incensed by what had happened, how much of that was for the cameras and the other fighters in the UFC and having to be seen to take a stand. Has that all been smoothed over?
Yeah, 100%. I think it was smoothed over. And I even said it when I was on to, you know, Dana has this mindset and this attitude that can change in, you know, a split second. You know, he was, it's the worst thing in the world at the time. 24 hours later, when he sees, he's that footage, it's a fight scenario promotion for him. Mm. And they're going to use that tenfold in the build-up to this fight. They're going to use all the pictures of the dolly going through the windscreen. It's just, for Dana White, it's very much a business. And I think that's the way he looks at things. And he looked at it definitely within Brooklyn. You know, he was coming out 48 hours later saying it wasn't as bad as it was. So,
have they got anywhere over the last 2 years to finding any sort of a star that can replicate McGregor?
Well, I think Habib. I really do. You know, he's a huge, huge following in Russia. Massive, massive following. He's a guy who's very brash. He's arrogant. He says what he wants. He's along the lines of Conor McGregor. There's a massive Russian community. I was actually very surprised in Brooklyn, you know, for the open workouts when we were there for that fight. There was a huge queue, maybe two blocks down the road, trying of Russian community there trying to get in. Habib is a huge following, you know, Vladimir Putin. We saw the whole pictures with, you know, Conor and Putin and Habib and all that. Vladimir is a big mixed martial arts fan. I don't really got in that line at the moment. But, you know, the two guys even being pictured with Vladimir Putin puts a spotlight on this fight. And I think that was very much in the UFC's tactics to potentially sell this fight as well.
Has McGregor any contractual obligations with UFC, or is it entirely of his own choosing whether he returns or not?
It's very secretive, a lot of these, the contracts, especially the guys, you know, up the scale in the UFC's rankings and the bigger fighters that sell more pay-per-views. No, probably not, you know, because these guys are sole contractors effectively, so they can more or less call the shots if they want. So
a nice position to be in right now for Conor McGregor.
It is. It's definitely a nice position for the fighters, as I said, you know, the Conor McGregors, the Brock Lesnars, but you go lower down the line and you're not getting as much money. But yeah, Conor has all the bargaining power in the world coming in here. But I think he does need to go out and fight Habib 100%, because, you know, we look at him losing his world titles. He got stripped of both of them. He's never defended a world title. And for me, I think, you know, as the years go on, people will look back and they'll forget about Conor McGregor. If he hasn't defended a title, it damages his legacy. Really? I think it damages his legacy, definitely. You know, in 10 years' time, he doesn't have money left. You know, he's going to look back, I never defend a title. You know, real champions defend titles, in my eyes. And I think that's, it goes a long way for making up for fighting Khabib, I think, personally.
Mm. I think maybe that's within the sport, outside the sport.
Yeah, I don't think people care outside the sport. But I think if you look back in 10 years' time, people will remember that Conor McGregor never defended a UFC title.
The possible dates, October 6th in Vegas or November 3rd in Madison Square Garden, or possibly right at the end of the year, December 29th in Vegas. What's looking most likely?
Ariel Helwani, we know Ariel obviously in the show here. October the 6th in Las Vegas is the date that he is saying. I'm a little surprised at that, Nathan, because I think the UFC would have liked to have 4 to 5 months promotion of this fight, maybe do a world tour. Again, we go back to Khabib's manager. He told me there was a potential for Khabib coming to Dublin. I don't know how real that was. But I would love to see it at the end of the year, because I think you get a few more months extra to sell the fight, promote it. But it depends on when the guys want to get back in there. You know, as far as I'm aware, Khabib has obviously said to the UFC he wants certain dates. So they'll obviously try and accommodate Conor into that now as well.
You're excited?
Very excited. I can't wait for this one. I think it'll be the biggest combat sports fight in US history. I thoroughly believe that.
All right, good stuff. Niall McGrath from offtheball.com. Bringing us up to date with Conor McGregor, who got away with community service. Quick break.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.